I've got my bud Scott on the line here. Scott, are you there?
I am here.
Scott, tell me what's good. You know, I'm really enthralled. Enthralled's the wrong word. I'm really kind of mesmerized, I guess would be a better way to say it, with this story about this missing mom in West Valley City, Utah. What is the word out of Salt Lake City? What are people saying about this? I mean, this seems to happen there in Utah about once a year, where all of a sudden a woman just kind of turns up missing and the husband's got some weird story that goes along with it. What's the general feeling among people there? What do they think has happened here?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to a lot of people directly about it so much. I've just, you know, been watching and listening to the newscasts talking about it. I'll tell you, my gut instinct is that it smells really fishy. but, you know, that's just a gut instinct. You know, I thought Bush would be a good president back in 2000, and, you know, we see where that got me. Essentially, at this point, the husband has retained an attorney. In fact, it's the same attorney that is representing Wanda Barzee, one of the two people accused of, actually, I guess she's pled guilty now, in kidnapping Elizabeth Smart back in 2002. Anyway, so this guy has retained an attorney.
Where'd he get the money for the attorney? I understood that he's been out of work for quite a while. Is that the case?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but given that this is a high-profile attorney, it wouldn't surprise me if he's doing it, you know, pro bono or, you know, just on account sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But the father of the mother, or, you know, the woman
the
who's
father
gone missing.
The father of the daughter, of the woman missing.
Right. He's come out, I guess, and said that, you know, he doesn't really blame his son-in-law for, you know, retaining an attorney. I don't know. It looks really bad to me, especially where he was scheduled to go talk to the West Valley police yesterday and pulled a no-show, and that's when they found out that, oh, yeah, he's being represented by this attorney now.
Wait a minute. He had an appointment, or he was going to be talking to the West Valley City Police. He didn't show up for the appointment, and instead they got word that he has hired counsel.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, so, now let me ask you, Scott, recognizing that all people are innocent, or at least are presumed innocent until proven guilty, how does that sound to you?
Well, you know, I've always said, and, you know, I occasionally host a show of my own here in Salt Lake and so on. I've long said that, you know what, there is a presumption of innocence. And that presumption is legally required of the government, not of me.
That's right.
I think the guy's guilty of sin. You know, at the very least, he's guilty of being stupid. And, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this woman shows up safe and sound, you know, can take care of her kids and everybody's happy. And, you know, we find out that she bonked her head and has amnesia or something
now,
like that.
Are the police saying anything officially about this wet spot in the carpet that I've read about? Have you heard about that? Apparently when they came in, they said they had fans blowing on the wet spot when they broke into the home on Monday. So as everybody left or was gone or whatever the case might be, the fans were blowing on this wet spot on the carpet when they busted into the home. Did I read that accounting correctly?
That is what I have heard, yes. And no, they're not saying anything. They're keeping this really close to the vest. In fact, they've even, you know, officially said that, oh, no, he's not a suspect. We're just trying to find this woman and so on.
Are there searches going on? Are people actually out there looking for her?
You know, I haven't heard of any searches going on.
There you go. Then the police know. They know more than they're letting on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, basically, they have an obligation, obviously, to you know, make sure that the case, if it needs to be prosecuted, can be by not having said the wrong things at the wrong time. So, yeah, they're not going to say anything other than if you have information, let us know. And boy, we sure wish that this, you know, man would talk to us, but, you know, we understand why he's, you know, worried and blah, blah, blah.
Scott, as you listen to talk radio there in Salt Lake, what are people saying as they call into the local shows? Are you getting the sense that people think this guy's just dead dog guilty or give him the benefit of the doubt, or what are people saying?
So far, people seem to be focusing, and I guess probably mostly appropriately, on, you know, let's find this poor woman. And not a lot of people, I think, passing judgment publicly yet. But it sure wouldn't take much for the tide to turn against him.
Are a lot of people expressing skepticism about this midnight camping trip with a one-year-old and a four-year-old?
Yeah.
That really strains the credibility of this whole story, doesn't it?
Well, not just that, but the time of year. I mean, one of the coldest nights that we have had this winter season.
Let's go
so
camping.
Far.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott,
I mean,
got a break coming up here in 5 seconds. Listen, thanks for the update. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, talk to you soon.
This is the Sound of Freedom. This is the Jim Sumpter Show.